You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to Tuesday. We don't have a true special name for it. Sometimes we call it Camel Eve. Other days we call it Taco Tuesday. Either way, it's the day before Hump Day and several days before the weekend, but it's Tuesday. Tuesday. Welcome to it. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
So now all I'm going to do is think about tacos for the rest of the next 3 hours.
Let's
thanks.
Get some tacos.
Oh.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. All right. So, yeah.
You totally need a taco sponsor. Just saying.
Are you in?
Oh, I'm in to eat some tacos.
You got a taco truck? You're going to go? Yeah, I like the idea. You want to be a taco sponsor, we will give you Taco Tuesdays as the name for the day. Love to have you. How was the parade last night, by the way?
The parade in Southside was awesome.
Yeah.
So the Southside high school band, both my girls playing in that. So this is the season for parades. So
it's indeed.
A lot of fun.
I think small town parades are the best ones, although sometimes they're also the most frustrating ones. But
yeah, well,
there's that.
Yeah, it was great. The Grinch was there, and they do it at the city hall there.
Did you
Southside.
Have any pro-Palestine climate protesters glue themselves to the street? No.
We're not in Southside, Alabama. No.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah. Yeah. No. There was none of that.
I'm pretty sure the marching band might just.
I think there was a taco truck though.
Hey, I like it. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. No expected callers today. I mean, you guys call in all you want to. No guest callers is what I'm saying. Too much content, too much stuff to want to cover down on. And so I'm pretty stoked about some of the stuff we got. So speaking of triple dippers, just hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So here's the deal. Very first one out the gate. I'm calling it, Where Are the Manly Men? Where are the manly men? Is there a war on manhood right now? We've talked about this on the show before, but it advances. I'm just telling you, there's new stuff out there that makes me want to do this segment. So where are the manly men? What is masculinity? Is it toxic just because it's manhood? I would say no. But I'm going to want to hear from y'all on this one. I want to get your thoughts on this because I got some stuff that's going to, some of it's going to curl your hair and other is going to make you laugh. But yes, let's do it. Number one, Triple Dipper, where are the manly men? And then number two, you know the deal. Every once in a while, I'm looking around at the news thinking, that's a story. Hey, that's news. At some point, you got to pay attention to what's happening in your backyard. So yeah, every once in a while, we got to cook up a batch of what we call home fries. So a batch of home fries today as number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I give credit. One of our callers, one of our texters yesterday reminded me of something that I've been meaning to jump back on and do a segment on sometime soon. Well, it's today. 15-minute cities. You ever heard of that? 15-minute cities. It's a thing. It's a plan. And I'm not real keen on the idea.
I'm anxious to get to that one.
Okay, so 15-minute cities. That's number three on the Triple Dipper. Butters has input, so we'll take that one as it comes.
No, I want to learn. I'm ready to learn.
Oh, you want to learn?
Yeah, I haven't really dug into the 15-minute cities.
Stand by, brother.
I'm excited.
We're gonna lay it on thick. 15-minute cities, number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me move over here to my opening comments. So just so you know, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics throughout our entire listening area. I mean, they're all over the place, Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics open 7 days a week, y'all, with great service, great people, highly professional. This is who I use personally. I would just challenge you, if you need medical attention any day of the week, all ages, pediatric to geriatric, Southern Immediate Care. And they are indeed the sponsors of the Daily Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. So I'm going to go ahead and lead in to that first dipper with my monologue. And I'll just tell you this. The title of it is Manhood is Not Disposable. It's not. Now, let me start off with an analogy, if you will. I told you before that I was in Afghanistan at the beginning of the war. And to be clear, I served on a small special operations team. We lived among the Afghan people. And so, yeah, my team with a special forces team and one Air Force combat controller, we lived in two adjacent houses in a town called Kunduz in the northeastern part of the country. And we roamed throughout the entire northeast in old civilian vehicles. I drove a Russian UAZ. Sometimes we were on horses, got our supplies airdropped to us at an old Soviet airfield. And we ate largely Afghan food prepared by a very moderate cook, I mean like moderate like as in bad, named Saki. And we used a bucket well in the back of the safe house. All right, listen, we even generated way more trash than the average Afghan household, even though none of what we did was really what I would call trash intensive. So I'll never forget, though, one day it occurred to me that I wasn't seeing our trash being burned. Like, where was it? Where were all the scraps, the empty water bottles, and the usual dunnage of life going? Like I said, I'm pretty sure we generated more trash than the average Afghan household. So I asked one of my interpreters what was going on with all our trash. He says, "No problem, sir. Saki takes out all the trash. He throws it behind the wall on the other side of the road." I'm thinking, what? I thought, oh, geez, the Americans came here and created a landfill. This is awful. So I told him, I said, "Show me where." And we went out the gate of the safe house. We walked across the road and behind an old stone wall, and there was nothing. There was nary a scrap. I mean, to say I was confused is an understatement, but the explanation that he gave me blew me away. You see, nothing was considered disposable to the Afghans living around us. Nothing was considered disposable. Empty water bottles that we threw away, they went with children to school, much like we would carry a thermos. Empty boxes and crates, they became storage for their homes. Scraps of paper, and we did burn secure documents, but scraps of paper, it lined their walls for insulation. Nothing was disposable. I even found out our empty water bottles were being used in a local apothecary because they were a guaranteed measuring device. I mean, it was amazing. They didn't throw away anything, and we did. When the Americans took the trash out, I'm told that people came out of their houses and picked through it within minutes. Look, my point in telling you all that is to set the stage for the simple fact that our country, really our culture in my opinion, has become accustomed to disposability. The idea that much of what we need is wrapped up in things that we don't think we need, and therefore we generate mounds and mounds of discards. But look, here's where I shift gears. That same level of disposability, I think it's become more notorious for things beyond trash. Even to the extent that some would say that in the United States, even manhood has become disposable. What did he say? Manhood. You heard me right. Manhood. Manhood has become disposable in the United States, according to progressive culture. So recently I was reading a book. I've had it on my shelf for a long time. I finally picked it up. The book is called Warrior. The premise is that in order to be a godly man in today's day and age, we must also have a warrior mindset. The notion that doing the hard thing, or leading and caring for our households, or being responsible, or being accountable, or having a strong work ethic, a willingness to sweat and labor and defend and even fight if necessary, that those have become like disposable concepts in favor of neutralizing the modern man. And yes, I believe the same could be said for the radical attempts to erase womanhood, but I'll save that one for another day. For this particular discussion, let me just focus on just one: the disposability of manhood in the left's version of the modern age. Now think about it. There's no such thing as gender neutral. Non-binary, that's a made-up term. Biological men cannot have babies. And despite what the British version of their Health and Human Services Department says, there is no man who can get ovarian cancer. But more than just common sense and actual science, what we're seeing is an attempt to actually dispose of the identity of manhood. Not just the biological and/or scientific aspects of the male anatomy or the chromosomal makeup. No, liberals are intent upon destroying the actual concept of manhood itself. From the time that they are children, our left-leaning culture warriors are disposing of the ability for a biological man to even act manly. Now, I know this might sound old school, and you would be right, but from the time that they are children, we now see that girls are in the Boy Scouts, that there's no places where boys are allowed to be boys. Within the military, there's a clear determination to try and integrate the ranks without regard for combat effectiveness just because they can. Too often today, the rough and tumble aspect of boys stretching their limits and competing with other boys gets watered down to ensure they don't become toxically masculine or some other nonsense. But y'all, it is the rugged and sometimes rough nature of boys becoming men that builds up the self-confidence and creates something quite the opposite of what liberals actually fear. You see, a young man who has stretched and learned his value and the concepts of being the sheepdog versus the sheep is more often than not the same young man who then goes on to respect others, to protect others, to provide for others. On the opposite side of that coin is a young man who has been encouraged to explore his so-called feminine side. He's told that it's okay if he uses the women's bathroom, that gender is what you make of it. It removes absolutes, y'all. It destroys identities. It absolutely creates insecurities. Make no mistake, I'm not talking about like some cartoonish version of the Marlboro Man or an NFL linebacker. I mean, I know guys who are just as solid and comfortable in their manhood who sit at a desk all day or drive trucks or practice law, who may not be able to run a mile, but they can hold that door open for a lady. Guys who will raise their sons to know that if God made them a biological male, it was for a good reason, and they should learn what it means then to be a man. To have the attitude that just like anything else, that we're supposed to be good stewards of that, like our identity as men is one of those things that we steward and preserve and cultivate. So yeah, I'm going to double down on this. You see, manhood is a thing. It's not toxic. It's not by a stretch toxic. Manhood is respectful, strong, deliberative, protective, willing to take risks. Manhood is confident. In my opinion, manhood is designed by God with a purpose and an intent that means that it can in no way be allowed to be disposable. See, manhood's not a problem. All of you who are just triggered by this monologue, you're the problem. Manhood should never be considered disposable. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it, the cultural progressive left. They're determined to go ahead and strip away anything that resembles the traditional values and mores of our society, to include the idea of men being men and women being women. And what does it mean to be a man? And how should men act? And how should they react? And is it toxic if you are willing to defend your family? No. Toxic masculinity, that's a made-up term. There's a difference between being a man and being a jerk. Toxic masculinity is their version of a jerk. We're not talking about that, not at all. Manhood takes a lot more to be a man than it is to not be. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.